have a financial question today on the table. Where should you store your wealth? What does storage mean to you? Since I got a couple of answers to that question from different listeners, let's do a couple of these answers. Tracy says this. I love these answers from the Crusaders. They're always it gives me that sense that Franklin was talking about, that there's some good people left out there. David, I store my wealth, and she calls her wealth, she puts parenthetically, my family, in my home. So she's got her kitties and her husband and all of her loved ones there. Wait, good job, Tracy. Storage, quote, she says, is protecting and nurturing them. And then she says, please add me to your email notification system. I will. So if you want to join Tracy and join the others who are getting notified when I do a live show, just email me, david@tffco.com. Here's another answer I got. Let me go digging through my pile here. John, another fantastic answer. I'll answer myself in a few minutes. Where should we store our wealth? That is the most important question of all financial planning, if you didn't know. I figured this out sometime, and I'll describe it more, the process, when I answer the question. But the most important question in all of financial planning is, where do you store your wealth? Now, if you're being technical about it like I am, we're talking strictly about your money and your production, your savings from work. My two crusaders are answering the question from a little bit more philosophical and theological perspective, and I like that. Here's what they say. Here's what John says. My quick answer, thanks to what I've learned from both you and Franklin Sanders, would be that I store my wealth in precious metals, my business, and my life insurance. What I've come to see is more important than where I store my wealth or even how much wealth I have is my attitude towards what my wealth is. And John, I couldn't agree more. It's a beautiful expression there. Any wealth I have, I've traded much of my time on this earth to acquire. I work, I get paid, and I manage to save some of that money, which becomes my wealth. So if I'm productive with my time, it turns into my wealth. With this way of thinking, I'd have to say the majority of my wealth and time, he means, has been stored in my 12 children. 12 children! God bless you, John. The returns are immeasurable, and unlike all other stores of wealth, my children's souls will last for eternity. Beautiful point. They say you never see a Brinks truck in a funeral procession, but God willing, my children will be in my funeral procession. Well, you see how Crusaders are thinking differently, and that will preserve you guys. That type of wisdom, Tracy and John, that type of love, that type of detachment, that type of right orientation, what does St. Paul say, and our Lord say? You know, the moth comes in, the crooks come in. So the moth destroys wealth. The crooks come in and steal your wealth. There's lots of ways you can lose what we call wealth on earth. But if you don't, but if you conceive of where your real treasure is in heaven, then you you don't have such concerns that other worldly type people have. I'm stumbling all over my words today. Pardon me. Anyway. Two wonderful answers to my financial question today. Thank you, John and Tracy, for taking the time to do that. 844-527-8723. This is The True Money Show. I'm David Simpson. You know, I think I'm going to do my thought of the day because I'd rather do that than the bank story. The bank story, why you should hate your bank. Oh, I'm going to skip this story again and wish there's a least secure way to pay. Maybe I can do the secure way to pay, too. I don't know. I'll see. Here's my financial thought of the day. I tell you what, maybe I'll skip that. Since I've put off the other story for so long. All right, so here's what I'm going to do for you guys. I'm looking through my papers right now. I'm going to do my financial thought of the day, which is Dave and the Giant Pickle hero story. I'll do that next week. I'm going to tell you whether or not you should hate your bank next week because I don't have time to do it today. And I'm going to do this. I'm going to answer why your credit card is the least secure way to pay for goods and then do my own answer to the financial question of the day. Boy, well, you know what? I don't regret talking to Franklin longer because, like I said, I love talking to that guy. So why your debit card? That's the least secure way to pay for goods. This is by Daniel Halley, and this is from, oh gosh, it's from the end of last year. That's how long I put this story off. Chances are you pay for most everything with either a credit or debit card. According to the Federal Reserve's 2019 Federal Reserve Payment Study, boy, that's nice use of our money. Hey, they're doing a payment study. How do we pay for things? Payments grew to 131.2 billion transactions in 2018, totaling $7.08 trillion. So basically, guys, cash is no more. We use our credit card, debit cards, sounds like for everything. But that simple swipe can open you up to a world of hurt. That's because magnetic stripes, the black bars in the back of your credit card and debit cards, are among the least secure way of paying, leaving you at risk of fraud. And if you frequently use your debit card, you could end up giving criminals access to your entire bank account. That's because, unlike credit cards, debit cards use money from your checking or savings account. And if a criminal drains your account, you could end up waiting days for your bank to reinstate your cash, leaving you high and dry. So what does he say the best way to pay is? He says the best way to stay safe is to use services like Apple Pay and Google Pay or Samsung Pay, which are among the most secure payments if you can find them. Well, I disagree. I will say this. Notice that the push is for an even more virtual form of paying, right? We're going from one virtual payment process, the plastic card, to another more virtual system, bump your phone or whatever else they want you to do, right? Now, what happens when that proves vulnerable? And I think it will. The hacksters, the fraudsters will come up with a way of making sure that they can get into Apple Pay or Google Pay as well. And so then they're going to ask you to do eye scans or fingerprint scans, that double security process where you both have the phone and we verify that it's you. So you see where this is going. This is going to less privacy, more tracking, more virtualization, and all of it bad and I think enslaving. Now notice cash is not mentioned. You know why? You know why cash is not mentioned? Because it is the safest method. Why? Because the only way someone can take cash from you is they come with them and physically remove it from you, and you have ways to defend yourself in that process. Cash is the safest and the most private for you, but that's never mentioned because the world wants you to go to a cashless society. Well, I'm not interested in going that direction, but I think that's the push anyway. We have 3 minutes left, 3 and a half. Where to store your wealth? I had a beautiful answer from John and a beautiful answer from Tracy. Thank you, guys. I'm going to answer from a more financial planner's perspective. Where do you store your wealth? I think it's the most important question in financial planning. When I first started reasoning this way, my whole business changed. And what does storage mean to you? Okay, well, I believe when people think storage, I think they mean wealth that's both protected from physical loss, meaning I take the money and I stick it in a place and it doesn't get stolen, and I think they mean protected from value loss, meaning I put $100 in there today and it's still worth $100 a month from now. Unless I'm missing something, I think that's what people are looking for. They don't want to get stolen and they don't want to get lessened in value. Now, as I worked through the financial business, one common sales pitch that I heard all the time was that in order to avoid a loss of value via inflation, you had to be in the stock market, okay? Now, if you believe that, well, then you might want to remember my story from a few minutes ago about Mark Barton, who lost his life savings in the stock market and then killed himself. So I don't know if that's really the best answer, but that's a sales pitch, pretty common. I bet you've heard it, right? Oh, we got to outdo inflation. Now, I'm not saying we don't. I'm just saying that the method that they use is not the safest. As a matter of fact, it's not safe at all. So as I went through this, I realized that we are in a money trap. I call it the institutionalized theft ring we have in the banking cartel called the Federal Reserve, right? We don't hold the keys. Someone else does. There is no way out of this money trap. That's what's frustrating. But as a financial advisor, I didn't have any choice but to say, well, how is there a way for me to defend my clients? See, because I know my clients want, which is what I'm talking about, storage of their wealth where it's not taken from them. They don't lose it from physical loss, and they don't lose it from value loss through the loss through inflation or other means. Now, that's a pretty big task. I had to come up with an answer to the question, is there a way to not be subject to inflation? The answer is no. I'll tell you that right up front. So then, what's the second best? Well, how do I defend them? How do I mitigate it? Where to store your wealth is the most important question you can ask related to financial planning, bar none. I think I found the best, and I'll put this emphasized, defensive answer. It's not a solution. The solution is going to have to come one day when we might make our actual cash money the place we store our wealth. I've always said this, and I want you to remember this, guys. If our world ever goes back to a commodity money system where your wealth, the money itself, holds value for you, then the whole idea of David Simpson or any financial advisor, you needing them, it's gone. I hope to one day put myself out of a job because I hope to correct the money system and you won't need me anymore. The best, at that point, the only advice you'll ever need is save.